Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you and magnify you. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And so, let's go here to the Word of God, and we go right here. I've entitled this evening's message, We Are Dead to Sin. We are dead to sin. And some of you are saying, yeah, when did that happen? It happened at the cross. Amen. It happened when you gave your life to Jesus. Amen. Amen. He killed our sin right then and there. And we're going to see how I heard a prayer tonight. Oh, God, when we make mistakes, forgive us. Yeah, because we still live in a body of flesh. But our soul and spirit has been sealed, has been washed in the blood. Hallelujah. And it's irrevocable. Can I get amen? Amen? God can never take that back. Amen. We are, hallelujah, forever His. And you have to know that. We are sealed until the day of redemption. And so let's look at God's Word, and we'll just allow God to have His way tonight. Amen. Amen. And so here we go. Starting with verse 11. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are alive to God.
You are alive to God.
You are alive to God. Amen. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. You see that? There it is right there. It's the flesh, it's the mortal body that will still eventually sin. But not our soul and spirit. Can I get amen? Amen. We're going to see that Paul had a dichotomy. Paul understood that, wait a minute, something's wrong here now. See, when we get saved, we realize now what Paul realized, that there's a war in our members. Can I get amen?
Amen.
The flesh lusts after the spirit, and the spirit after the flesh. So there's a constant battle. There's a constant war. And let me just say this. If there's not a war going on in your being, somebody surrender to it. Can I get amen?
Amen.
There should be a constant war. You're not going to have your way, flesh. Oh, I slipped. That's okay. God will forgive you. But He gave us an advocate in 1 John. Can I get amen?
Amen?
The Bible says if we sin, we have an advocate. Who's the advocate?
Jesus.
So He says, confess your sin
to one another.
Because He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Amen? So let's move on right here. Look at this. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey in its lust. That is one aspect that has been not eradicated from this body of flesh. It's that spirit of lust. Can I get amen?
Amen.
But God gave us power over that.
Amen.
He gave us authority over that. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Because before we were saved, we were a slave to it.
Yep.
Now we got authority and power over it. Amen. Look at verse 13. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under what? Grace. What then? Here's a rhetorical question from Paul. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? And then he answers it, certainly not. Amen?
Amen.
So let me just say this real quick. Just because we're saved, it doesn't give us a license to sin. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Let me get that clear.
Yes.
Now we have the power, the authority. We have a mind and a consciousness toward righteousness. So now we can choose, that's not what pleases God. This pleases God. You see, now that we know what pleases God, we're going to do it because we love God, not because we have to do it.
Right.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
God wants you to have a love affair with Him.
Yes.
And when you have a true love affair with God, you're going to want to please Him that way.
Yes.
not through a slave master. Satan has us as a slave master. Oh, man, he had us under bondage. Amen? Okay, so look at this. In verse 16, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? See, we didn't have that option before. Now we do. And how do I know that? Because in your BC years, you would not be reading this. Right. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Now that we're saved, God is showing us we have an option here.
Yes.
We have truth now.
Right.
Verse 17, but God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were what?
Delivered.
You see that? Notice, delivered. He delivered us. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. So let's break this down line by line. Amen. So let's go to verse 11. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive what?
To God
in Christ Jesus, our Lord. He's our Lord. Amen. So saints, if we have identified with Christ, you and I, we have been identified. Can I get amen?
Amen.
What is true for him who can be true for us? What is the truth that we can say to the world that's in us? What can we show the world truth? What we say? What we do? No. You know what they're going to see? They're going to see a transformed life.
Yes.
A transformed life. And if you've truly been born again, received of the Holy Spirit of promise, things will change drastically in your life. Can I get amen?
Amen.
For me, it was almost overnight. Man, before I got saved, I was dressing like a cholo. Orale. Oh, that's right. I had the Pendleton, the whole works. The starched khakis, the whole works. The low rider, the whole works. And when the custodian led me to Christ, hallelujah, I threw all that out. Especially all the drugs. You guys know the testimony. I went home and I flushed everything. God gave me a mind to be saved and a heart to repent. And now those things that I once indulged in, I had a hatred toward it. I saw that it was evil, that it was wicked. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And I'll tell you the most miraculous thing that took place for me, not so much delivering me from the drugs and all that, the alcohol, but he delivered me from a filthy mouth.
Yep.
Every other word was, you know, the F-bomb and the D-bomb and the B-bomb and all the bombs.
Yep.
It was like, look at it in a computer sense. You can throw stuff in the trash bin, but you can still retrieve it. So, not only did he throw my language in the trash bin, but he deleted the trash bin.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Permanently.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. And then he gave me a voice to praise him and to glorify. Where at the whole time in my life, up to the age of 30, I was bound in bondage. And that's our story. That's your story, my story. Can I get amen?
Amen.
See, this identification starts in our minds by an act of mental reckoning or accounting what God has done in our life. And God has done tremendous things. We can consider ourselves dead to sin because of what God did on the cross. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You have to believe what God did on the cross, he did it once and for all. Like it says down there, it is finished. It is finished. In other words, saints of God, just as a dead body cannot respond to temptations or enticements, neither can we respond to them. Listen, you remember back in the day, you would wake up, Yolanda and I, we would be laughing because she smoked more weed than I did. She woke up smoking two or three bongs. Oh, come on. In the midday, smoking bongs. In the evening, smoking bongs. And on top of that, all the other illicit things. Can I get amen? Oh, come on. Come on. So we're the only ones that smoked, right? Yeah. But if I could put all your things that you did up here, you'd be the first one out the door. Can I get an amen? Man, I remember what Pastor Leo, my former pastor, said. Thank God that God doesn't put all your stuff on
blast.
Because you guys would be the first one out the door, but he said, I would beat you to it. You see, saints, we're able to live for the glory of God through Christ because we have been given what? A new life. A brand new life, praise God. A new lifestyle. And the sure promise of eternal life. How many believe you have eternal life? That alone, right then and there, should alter everything in our life, knowing that we're going to spend eternity with Him. We're going to be with Him forevermore. Praise God. So that should have an effect on how we live down here. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Look what I found in Ephesians right up here. Let's go right back up here. In Ephesians 2:5. Look at this. Even when we were what? Dead in trespasses, He made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been what?
Saved.
Man, I'm telling you, it's but the grace of God that saved a wretch like us. Oh, come on. We were wretched. Come on. We were bottom dwellers. And God scooped us up. He cleansed us. He washed us. He gave us a mind to be saved, a heart to repent. And now He's placed that. Have you noticed when you got saved, there's now an internal desire always to pursue Him, to love Him. You wake up every day wanting to be with Him, wanting to be in His Word, wanting to be with fellowship with other like-minded, the Koinonia spirit. You want to be where the Word is spoken. You want to be where the presence of God is. You see, we are new creations now. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And that's us now. We've been dead to sin. You see, if we were still alive to sin, we wouldn't be talking about this tonight. None of us would be here right now. My. But we're here because God killed that sin in us. He destroyed it. Look at what it says in Colossians right up here. Look at this. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all. Listen, when the devil says, yeah, but what about that? Yeah, but you tell him all.
That's right.
All. Even the things that I'm dealing with, He's already dealt with it at the cross. And He's working on me. He's not done with me. Come on, you have to shame the devil. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And religious folks. When I say religious folks, those who want to just, you know, find something wrong with you or find a fault in you. Mm-hmm. You got to bind that wicked spirit. Because
right.
That spirit ain't from God.
That's
Can I get an
right.
amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So let's move on now to verse 12 of Romans chapter 6. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in its lust. Let me just say this. Lust is a powerful attribute of the sin nature.
Yes.
And do you know what the acronym of sin is? What's the acronym of sin? You know how we have acronyms of words? Satan's inspired nature. Remember that. Sin. Satan's inspired nature. See, since the fall, we have that still nature in our mortal being, in our body. Praise God. Until we get that brand new body, we're gonna be boxing with it. We're going to be warring against it. And if we are dead to sin, how can How can sin still control us? How can it still control us? This is where, because God now has given us an option, God has shown us truth, now we can choose to obey God. Where at one time, we could not obey God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We didn't want nothing to do with God. We would say, oh man, you know what, that religion is good for you, but you know, that's not for me. How many times before you got saved did people invite you to come to church, Bible study? Oh, come on. There are so many people that I wanted to slap upside their head. Stop it. I'm not going. Until God did that miraculous thing of salvation. And so now it's automatic. We want to be in His presence. We want to love Him. We want to adore Him. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
But see, to look at that verse of Scripture, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you shall obey in it its lust. Paul figured this out. And we're going to look at this even a little closer in the next chapter, but I had to take a snapshot of chapter 7. Look what he wrote here. Look at this. In Romans 7:23, he wrote, but I see another law in my members. That means his body, his mind, his body, warring against the law of my mind. Okay, so that's where the battle is. The battle is in the mind. Can I get amen?
Amen.
That's the playground of the devil.
That's where
Satan's going to he's going to attack your mind.
Yes. Yeah.
He knows exactly what target to hit.
Yeah.
So Paul identified it so that we can learn, so that we can see the enemy coming. Because without the knowledge of God's word, you're not going to know why this is happening. And this is why we need to be in God's word. But let me just say this. I saw this poll or this. Someone was in one of these magazines that we get. It's called, one of them was called Word of Faith. But they looked at the church in whole, and guess what? 80% of the church is Bible illiterate.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Because they're not in their word. They're not reading their Bible. They're not understanding why these things are happening to them. And so they go and they run to ministries, they run to people. Oh, pray for me. Why is it? It's in the Word. God will show you what's going on, and He'll show you how to defend it, to bind it, to rebuke it, to cast it down. Because the battle's in the mind. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Then he says this, oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? And then look at verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. There it is.
Amen.
When you serve the Lord, when you believe His word, when you hold the word above everything else in your life,
amen.
And that He is high and elevated in your life and high and lifted up, that's when God's going to do the miraculous in your life. Can I get amen?
Amen?
That's when deliverance will come. That's when healing will come.
Yes.
That's when God will supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So God is saying, listen, if God has delivered you from certain vices, just be obedient. Stay from it.
Yes.
Because at one time we couldn't.
Yes.
But now we can.
Yes.
Now we can turn it off. Say, I'm not gonna let my eyes look at that perversion. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Because I'm a child of God.
Amen.
We just sang that song. I am what? A child of God. I heard all of us singing it. Well, if we're all singing that, then we should do the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
Let's not just sing it. Do it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Right.
So saints, when sin is in control, people have no choice but to give in to its lustful desires, because they become slaves of it again. It's easy to become a slave of sin again. But we, hallelujah, I'm talking to all of us, we now have God on our side. Now we have ammunition. Now we have warfare. Hallelujah. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Hallelujah. But mighty through God, doing what? Pulling down strongholds. Can I get amen? Learn how to pull down those strongholds. When the enemy comes and shows you a picture of lust, you said, the blood of Jesus is against you. Hallelujah. Bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus and start rebuking it. And then God will bring peace and love and joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Then the devil has to flee. Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. Can I get amen? Praise God Almighty. Woo, we serve a mighty God. Amen. Jesus, help us. Oh, man, help us, God. But only because we have died to sin do we have the power to no longer live in its control over us. Can I get amen? Amen. We are in fact free from our slavery, but each day we must reject our old wicked ways. Can I get amen? Amen. You know why? Because the old man wants to rise up every now and then. Yeah. You got to say, old man, you're behind me. Amen. God delivered me. Uh-uh. Right. You got to sometimes remind that old man. I'm a new child in Christ. Amen? Let's move on to verse 13 in Romans chapter 6. Look, it says, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness, what? To God. To God. You see, saints, while we're in this body of flesh, there will always be the chance of temptation, enticement, where the enemy is going to try to lure you. And guess what he normally uses? Other people. It's not so much what you watch or hear, it's other people. You have to be careful on who you are flocking your feathers with. Because there's an old saying, birds of what? They flock together. Amen. There's some folks you got to turn loose in your life. You got to cut them off. Their influence is too much on me. You've prayed with them. You preach the gospel. And yet they have that foul mouth. They still have that mind to sin and do whatever they want. They don't care about your God. There's some folks in life, I don't care how close, even your blood family, sometimes you just got to cut that off. You know why? Because God said, I have sanctified you from your mother's womb. So if God is sanctifying us, we have to be set apart. And allow God to use us. Amen? He didn't say, okay, I'm setting you apart, but you got a door open for others to come in and do whatever they want to do in your life. No, you got to close that door and allow God to use you. And I'll tell you why. Because look at this. Paul wrote to the Corinthian church right up here. Look at this. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? And you are not what? Your own. For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are what? God's. So what I feel the Holy Spirit saying tonight is guard your heart. Yes. Guard your mind. That's right. Because the moment we leave a meeting like this, it could be hours, it could be a day later, the enemy is going to say, yeah, let's see how much you believe in what you just heard. He'll come in a way you never thought he would come. And God will have to give you that true discernment, knowing that, this was coming. This was coming. And you have to what? Guard your heart. So why yield to a decaying master? You know that he's number one, sin's gonna be thrown into the pit of fire, right? But our mortal body is decaying. And we were once slave to it, right? So don't be a slave to it no more. You have to tell flesh, I'm not going to allow what you desire to be a part of me anymore. So that's why Paul said, you know what? I yield everything to God. I give God everything. God, I give you everything, God. Have your way. And I think it was it President Reagan's wife when he was in office a long time ago? Didn't she say, just say no?
Yeah, that was just Nancy.
Nancy. She goes, just say no. She got that from the Word. Just say no to your flesh. Because your flesh wants to do opposite of what God wants you to do. Just say no to that. I'm going to serve my God. I'm not going to go sin. I'm not going to do these evil, wicked things anymore. Because I'm free now to praise and serve the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
We are free. God has made us free, saints of God. We are to refuse sin. Instead, be holy, committed to living for God. And we make these choices moment by moment. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Listen, you got to remember, God gives us only one day at a time.
Yes.
Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here. But we have today. Today. So he gives us one day at a time. And when that day comes, in the morning you say, oh God, use me today, God.
Yes.
Oh God, sanctify my mind today, oh God. Lord, let there be divine appointments. Oh God, let there be someone that don't know you that I can share you. Oh God, you know what? When you start crying and asking God for those kind of moments, he will bring people your way to preach the gospel.
Yes. Right.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
Next thing you know, you're going to bring them here and be baptized in the jacuzzi.
Right.
Amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But you got to have his heart. You have to have his heartbeat. If you have his heartbeat, he will use you in mighty, mighty ways. Can I get amen?
Yeah.
So let's move on to verse 14 of Romans chapter 6. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under what?
Grace.
You see, saying sin cannot and will not ever again be our master because we are no longer under the subject of the law. You see, the law pointed us to the cross, but the law couldn't save us. I need you to just take a picture of this. When we were so down and out in our sin, and we came to the cross, praise God, you and I, what did we deserve?
Death.
We deserve death, right?
Yeah.
So let's just say Jesus is standing there, and there you are. I'm right there. You are there. And you're just crying out, mercy, forgive me, God. The anointing's on you. He's giving you now a mind to be saved, a heart to re- and he's drawing you. Guess what he does at that point? He stamps over the law. And he pours out his grace. Because the law said we are to die. But Jesus said, I'm going to give you life and life more abundantly.
Amen.
Praise God. It's the great exchange. We give him our heart. Hallelujah. That's stony and black. And he gives us a heart of flesh.
Amen.
That'll praise him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed to know what he has done in our life?
Amen.
Every day I wake up, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I get another day with you. I get another day with my wife. I get another day with the saints of God. I get another day to serve you. I get another day to prepare the word for you, God.
Amen.
These things bring joy to me.
Yes.
And there should be joy in your walk with him. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. What does it mean that we are not under the law? I have four basically statements right up here. Look at this. Let's go up here. Number one. We are not under the law's demands, as were the people of the Old Testament. Aren't you so blessed? Aren't you so blessed that when an altar call is given, you're not bringing a bull, a turtle dove,
a big bull,
and you need several people to help drag it, and then it's slaughtered right there by the high priest. Just imagine what that altar would look like. So many things that they had to do. And during that whole process back then, God was already preparing. And had prepared the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It was a foreshadow. It was for things that would come. Look at number two. Another statement. We are not under, look at this. We are not under curse implied by the impossible standard of the law. The Bible's clear. If you break one commandment, one law, guess what? You've broken them all. There was no way to keep 600 and how many? 613. 613 laws. So when you cut open a pomegranate, count all the seeds, there's 613 in there. That's where the rabbis hung the pomegranates on their robes down below. It reminded them of the word. My goodness. So the law. So guess what? If you break one of them, you broke them all. And just in our mind alone, we break his law every day. Every day. Just in our mind. Just when anger rises up. Just when lust rises up. Just when pride rises up. All these things that we still war in this body of flesh. Still at work. But we have power over it now. But just that thought, Jesus said, just by looking at a woman, you've already what committed adultery. You know, Jesus boxed in everything that we could try to wiggle our way out. He put us in check. Hallelujah. This is why we need his mercy and his grace. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look at the number three statement. We are not under its system of requirements, the ceremonial laws that had to be meticulously kept. Thank God that we don't have these pools to go in and do these ceremonial cleansing. And all these things, you know, that they had to bring just to get right before God. Man. Now it's just what? Confessing our sin to Jesus. An act of faith. Number four, look at this. We're not under the fear of failing the just or standard of the law. Praise God. Because guess what? It happens every day. Not intentionally. You got to remember, there's sins of omission and what? Commission. In other words, there's sins that we know that is sin, and we sometimes do it, and then God gives us conviction over that, and we repent of it. And then there's some sins we do it not knowing that we did them. Can I get amen?
Amen.
So as long as we're in this body of flesh, there's going to be a war. But guess who won the battle?
Jesus.
Jesus won the war. I hope you know that. And how many can't wait for that new body?
Amen.
So Paul further explains this. He further explains what's happening with us. And it's found in Galatians. Look at this. In Galatians 3:10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But look at this. Look at verse 11 though. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. For the just shall live by what? And do you know why God calls us just? It comes from the word justification. So when we gave our heart to Christ by faith, and then the blood came and took away our sins, he washed us in the blood. So now when God the Father looks down and he sees us, he doesn't see our sin no more. Guess what he sees? He sees the blood.
Amen.
That his son, hallelujah, covered. So now we stand before a holy God just as if we never sinned. Can I get an amen? I know it's hard to fathom that because we sin in our mind every day. But the position we must take to be overcomers on this earth is knowing that Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave, and he has conquered the sin on the cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I agree what the preacher said on Saturday night. You know, you always hear this when you go visit a church. Oh, you know, shake hands with the sinner right next to you. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Every letter that Paul opened up, he said, praise the Lord to the saints of God. Praise the Lord to the saints of God. He doesn't say, praise the Lord, all you sinners. He said, praise the Lord to the saints of God. So you have to rearrange your position. Yeah, we live in a body of sin, but our position, hallelujah, we are a saint of God, set apart for his holy use and purpose. Can I get amen?
Amen.
It doesn't give us any priority over unbelievers, no. But what it is, a saint of God is set apart. Set apart. Yes, and the blood of Jesus flows through us. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. A peculiar people. We are no longer the same. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Royalty flows through us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. But look at this. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Look at verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. It was a curse, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Aren't you so blessed he hung on that tree for you and for me? Turn to your neighbor and say, he hung on the cross for you. That's right. But there was purpose for that. But the next verse in verse 14, there's purpose on that, why he cursed it. Look at this. Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You see, the Jews have all these ceremonial things, and even in Judaism today, they got all this Torah madness. All these things that they go through ceremonial, and for us Gentiles, we just humble ourselves. Oh God, forgive me, God. I've sinned. I just blessed you and pardoned you. You've confessed your sin. That's all. And then God gives us a brand new life. Hallelujah. The great exchange washes us in the blood, fills us with this Holy Spirit of promise. Can I get amen?
Amen?
We are new creatures in Christ. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And when you're walking in the newness of life, there is joy unspeakable and full of glory. When I got filled with the Holy Ghost, the corners of my mouth were pinned to my ears, man. And I couldn't understand this great joy I had. But all I knew that it was never there before, and now it's there. Can I get amen? And I don't want it to quit. It's been 35 years for me. And he still hasn't quit. Can I get amen?
Amen?
And I don't want him to quit. Praise God. Praise God. So let's move on. Let's move on to verse 15 in Romans chapter 6. Look at that. Then he says, what then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? It's a rhetorical question. And how does he answer it? Certainly not. No. Once again, being saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized in Jesus' name,
amen,
does not give us a license to sin. Can I get amen?
Amen?
But it gives us a mind and a heart now to obey him and to love him. The Bible says, who can tell me right now? We just said there was 613 laws in the Old Testament. But what are the two most important now scriptures? To love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. These two hinge All the laws of the Old Testament, all the laws of God are on those two. Because see, if you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, guess what? It doesn't become now a commandment and a beat down to love all the other commands. When you love Him, you'll learn to obey Him, and then now you'll walk and pursue Him with your whole heart, soul, and mind. And it's a daily cleansing from Him. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Man, I'm telling you, being born again, being filled with His Spirit, that is the evidence that He loves me and that there is a future for us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Aren't you so blessed that you know that this world that we live in right now, this earth, is not going to be the end game? What He has in store for us that we cannot see with this natural eye is going to be mind-blowing. You've heard me say it like this. As a realtor, I've been on tours to Rancho Santa Fe. I've seen $40 million properties. I've seen these homes that have all these
amenities.
They got swimming pools that go right in from the outside into the living room. They got theaters. They got places for their horses. They got basketball courts. They got like 10 bedrooms. Every room has a bathroom. You're looking at 25,000 square feet of home. They look like a little university. And that right there pales in comparison to what God has prepared for those that love Him. Can I get an
amen?
You can have that home.
And the bills.
Yeah, you can have it. Yes. You got to pay taxes on that two times a year. Termite. Termites, we'll get to it. They'll have plumbing issues. Oh, that's right. They'll have stucco issues. You'll have to do a new pour of cement one day. Rough. Oh, come on. You can have that home. I want the one that's not made with hands of humans, but with the hand of God. Can I get an
amen?
Praise God. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So Paul's wording in these prior verses seems that to set the law against grace probably surprised the readers, but we shouldn't be surprised. Amen? Because the law cannot save us. We're understanding that. We're being reminded tonight that the law was to point us to the cross. You know what? I'm thankful for the law. You know why? Because it pointed out every ounce of sin that I had and allowed me to run to Jesus. Come on, back in the day, before God opened up your eyes, you didn't even believe there was a God. You guys heard me share this before. This is many years ago. Many years ago. We used to always go down to Rosarita Beach and go party down there. And we used to take our motor homes down there with ATC three-wheelers, and there would be a sea of Corona bottles all over the beach. Partying. We'd have a DJ there and everything. I remember my older brother just got saved. Gee. And he came down with us, and he was holding his Bible. He was telling everybody about God. Man, me and my friends were mocking him. And I was trying to tell everybody, there ain't no God. And I was convincing everyone that religion was a man-made thing because of their fear of death. Oh yeah, I would spill out and spew out all that ungodliness. And then I was also packing everybody's nose, you know, with what? And so I went in my little tent because my little bullet had run out. I went in there, and my ex-wife, her name was Patsy, I was married to her at the time, she went in the tent, and she goes, Fee, don't come out of the tent no more. I go, why? She goes, your brother G heard you telling everyone there's no God, and he wants to kick your butt. I didn't come out till the next morning.
Oh my goodness. Praise Jesus.
I didn't have no fear of God, but I feared him. But you know what? We can laugh at our silliness back then. We can see how far we've come. Especially after salvation now. And now, I like to say it like this, like Paul said it. He said it best. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation, first to the Jew and then to us Gentiles. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Come on. You should never be ashamed now of the gospel. Praise God. Praise God. We're coming in for a close. Let's look at verse 16 in Romans chapter 6. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? You see, we never knew what that was until we got saved, right? So we didn't know how to obey God. We had a foolish mind. We were in rebellion to God. We were rebellious kids until God saved us. So now we have a righteous choice to continue to obey God as we war against this flesh. Because I said it earlier, if there's no longer a war in your flesh, somebody surrendered. Somebody gave in to the flesh. And when you give in to the flesh, you have no more desire to share, no more desire to testify. You have no more desire to even be in the Word. You don't want to come to prayer no more. Oh, that's right. You'll go cold. You'll go cold. It's like, look at a little hibachi with all the coals. And when it's hot, it's just a rosy fire. Like, it's all red, deep red. Take one of them out, set it aside, and that little coal will start losing its fire. And then eventually, it'll what? Become cold. And yet the little hibachi still burn it. See, that's where the saints are. That still want to praise Him and love Him. They still want to come together in fellowship. They still are sharing their testimony. They're still sharing the gospel. They're passing out tracts. They're feeding the homeless. Hallelujah. They're leading others to Christ. And that one has separated from them has gone cold. It's gone cold. But you know what Jesus said about that? He says, I would rather have you cold or hot, but if you're lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. You know what that means? I got one foot in the world and one foot in the church. So Friday nights, I'm going to go do my thing. Hey, I'm going to go do my thing. And then Sunday, praise the Lord. Oh, come on. God will spit you out of His mouth. Oh, come on. So that's why we have to guard our heart. This is why you got to be in the Word. This is why you have to be in fellowship of the saints. This is why you have to be under the anointing of God, under the power of God, where the presence of God is. So that you would grow. All human beings are enslaved by sin when you allow it. If it's allowed, it'll enslave you. Paul is using an illustration to make an important spiritual point. You are a slave to whomever or whatever you commit yourself to obey. Men, you heard me say that, men, Sunday. Right? It's so easy to do this.
Huh?
Oh, come on. Oh, man. And then guess what? You want to see more and more and more. Because lust, you fill your heart with lust, you don't know what reality is no more. You think, you'll think that life is like that. And that you could roll up on a female and you know, and let me cross the line here and get a punch in your nose. Because she ain't thinking of that. You are. I'll go a little soft on you, sisters. But guard your heart too. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I'll go hard on the men because I'm a man. I like to go hard on the brothers. Can I get an amen? Because we're supposed to be the priests of the home.
Yes.
We're supposed to be the leaders. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
The order of God is God, the man, the woman, and the child.
Amen.
That's the order. Come on and keep it that way.
Yes.
Keep it that way. You see, when we choose to obey God, the one who created us, we become slaves to obedience and will receive God's approval. How many want to be approved by God? Do you have your AAA card? You have your AAA card? Anointed, appointed, and approved by God. Carry that card with you. Can I get an amen? Next time you get a damaged tire, just say, oh God, I'm approved, appointed, and anointed by you, God. Now help me. See, Jesus said it best. He said it best right up here. Look at this. No one can serve two masters. You're either going to serve the King of Kings, or you're going to go back and serve Slewfoot. Old Slewfoot. And you know what he did last time? He opened the door and kicked you out and threw you on the curb and didn't think about you at all. But then he said, don't worry, I'll come back for you. Jesus, help us. Help us. And so we're going to break down our last verse and then we'll close. And it's found in Romans chapter 6, verse 17. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. Amen. Amen. When we gave our hearts to Christ, God did what we couldn't do for ourselves. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed? We didn't take 20 stamps, 15 stamps, 12 stamps, 9 stamps. We took one step.
That's right.
And that one step was to Christ. Can I get amen?
Amen.
I'm not knocking those type of ministries, but I'm just saying this. It all it takes one step to Christ. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And he will deliver you.
Amen.
You just have to have a heart to repent and cry out. And so before accepting the salvation offered through Christ, saints, all believers were slaves of sin. All of us were. But now, you and I have a new master. Why? Because we have obeyed the word of God. We have obeyed him, referring to the good news of salvation. And look at Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the traditions just as I delivered them to you. And what were they? Repent. Be baptized. Walk in his ways. Walk in the will of God. And then he wrote to the Thessalonian church right up here. Look at this. Therefore, brethren, stand fast. Hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. Saints, hang on to God's word. Yes. God will not let you down. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Listen, we know men and women can fail us, but God can never fail you.
That's right.
Don't keep your eyes on man. Keep your eyes on God.
Yes.
And pray for the man and woman that has failed you.
Yes.
Pray for them.
Right.
Don't curse them.
Right.
You know why? Because how many people have we let down?
Right.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
Some of them were probably doing their best they could with you.
Yeah.
And they couldn't help you. But God helped us. God delivered us. God is the one that strengthened us. And we close it with this verse. But we commend you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw. Okay. Remember earlier I said there are some people that you have to separate yourself from.
Yes.
So you're probably saying, well, Pastor Fee, okay, but you got to show me in the Word. It's right there. But we command you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. There's some folks, you got to just cut yourself. You got to cut them loose. Because God's Word said it, not me. I'm just the mailman delivering the mail tonight. How many people do you know that are disorderly? How many? Every one of us have people in our life. And they walk disorderly. They don't walk in the ways of God. They walk of the ways of Satan. And God is saying, withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. See, when you get saved, you're a saint of God now. You're a saint. You've been set apart. You preach, you teach, you share the love of God. But if you hang with them, eventually they will pollute you. They will have a stronghold over you. And guess what? It's all about what Satan wants to do, is to trip you up. But God said in His Word, do the things that I've told you to do, and I will bless you and watch over you and keep you. For me, Yolanda is my witness. The people that I hang out in life, they're not unbelievers. I want to associate with unbelievers other than to preach the gospel, to share the love of God. But I don't hang out with them. I can't no more. Because their mouth is foul. Their ways are foul. And I don't want that in my life no more. I want what God has for me. And this is why we enjoy each other. She's my best friend. We hang out. I believe I'm her best friend. 27 years, I think... I think we're friends. We're more than friends. But you know what? This is just to help us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And listen, God will show you exactly what you need to do to help us, to help you. But these are scriptures that'll guard your heart, that'll show you exactly what you need to do in life, and to continue to pray for those that they would come into the saving knowledge of God. And one of the things that God is calling the church to do is to pray for them.
Yeah.
Pray for them.
Yeah.
There's more power in prayer than to hang out with them and show them, yeah, you know, I'm walking with Christ and you're walking, you know, still with Satan, but I'm going to hang with you. That ain't praying. That's a walk of compromise. No, we are to get on our knees and cry out for them.
Yeah.
And pray for their soul. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Cry out to God. Say, God, give them a mind to be saved. Give them a heart to repent. God, give them an opportunity like you did for me. Draw them to the cross. Because your blood cleansed me. And I know you will cleanse them. I know it's in your heart and your way. Because you said that you do not take joy in the death of the wicked. He says it throughout his word. He doesn't have any joy in the death of the wicked. His desire that all should come to repentance. But he gave them a mind to choose. And that's why we need to pray that God will do something, a supernatural intervention in their life. And let it be someone else to bring the gospel to them. Something out of the ordinary, and watch them come running to the cross.
Amen.
Sunday's altar blew me away. Felix King, who I went to school in elementary, middle school, high school, and the last time I saw him was 25 years ago, because God separated me from all them. His uncle got saved. His nephew got saved. And his nephew brought Felix. And when he walked in, it was a oh my gosh moment. And then to have him receive Christ at the altar.
Amen.
Weeping, just crying. And also Geronimo and Vicky's son.
Johnny.
You see, when you're praying for souls, God will do it.
Yes, He will.
He will do it.
Amen.
He will do it.
Thank you, Lord.
I wasn't hanging out with them. We were all just praying for souls. And He brought them. God brought them.
Amen. That's right.
And that's how we have to believe God's going to bring them. Those special significance in your life that you're praying for. He will do it. Because I've seen Him do it. Hallelujah. And so, if you're watching right now on Facebook and YouTube and you've never given your heart to the Lord, this is a great opportunity right now to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask those who are watching, and maybe it's your first or second time, I don't know. But the Bible says, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart, for today is the day of salvation. And you're hearing the voice of God. You're not hearing Pastor Fee or Amazing Grace. You're hearing the voice of God speak to your spirit right now. And God has been pursuing you since you were formed in your mother's womb. And now here's your opportunity to give your heart to Christ. And so I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family to pray with me, to pray for you, that you would give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. And so I'm going to ask that you would pray this simple prayer by faith and expect a miracle to happen. He did it for us, He'll do it for you. And so pray this prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is He worthy?
Amen.
Come on, is He worthy?
Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, saints of God.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you to your children and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.